So depending on where you're listening in from, you probably got to experience some form of the solar eclipse on April 8th, a couple of days ago. But what I want to ask you is, have you ever gone through a creative eclipse? And if you have, this is the episode to tune into because I'm going to show you how to recover from that. Tune in. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my unstoppably creative friend, Leslie here, and I just got to ask, this week was kind of exciting. A solar eclipse does not happen very often, and wherever you are in the country, I hope you had a chance to view it in whatever form it was where you are. The biggest solar eclipse I ever saw was in 2017 in New York City, where we got about 70%, which was really cool. I unfortunately was not here in Nashville on April 8th. I was in Los Angeles, so we didn't have as big an impact as it had here. But getting to see even a partial eclipse of the sun is a pretty awesome event. And while it feels really awesome and kind of eerie when you're doing it, the reality is an eclipse is actually a blocking of light. It is the moon passing in front of the sun, between the sun and the earth, and it's blocking the light of the sun. Well, here's the thing, my friend. We can go through eclipses as human beings. There's actually a definition for eclipse as it relates to human beings, which is this. It is to make another person or thing seem much less important, good, or famous. Or if you want a more updated term, it is a loss of power, success, and popularity. And I just thought, in honor of this week of the solar eclipse, it would be a great thing to examine this idea of an eclipse when it affects us as human beings, particularly as creatives. Because we all know the creative stories of people we've maybe loved an album they wrote or loved a particular actor, and then suddenly they're just not on the scene anymore, or any kind of creative artist. And it's amazing what can happen where you have these people who have one-hit wonders, or you have somebody who, you know, was really the top person in their field, and suddenly they were no longer that because either somebody said something negative about them or they just lost their edge or whatever it was. As creative artists, there are always going to be times in our careers that we might experience a form of a creative eclipse. Obviously, the most recent one of that affected everybody was obviously those disastrous COVID years where we literally were eclipsed. Our lights were dimmed. We were, we lost the popularity and the power and all those words that I just described it as. And some of you may still feel like you are still coming out of that creative eclipse. Now, I'm going to be super honest. I've probably shared on here before that I didn't experience the same kind of things during the COVID years as it related to my creativity, because I'd already chosen to leave my career as an actor before that happened. However, the fallout from that is, even though I actively chose to leave before that even happened, it has still had effect on me in this other side of my life, this new life that I love here in Tennessee. But that hasn't come with all, you know, rainbows and excitement. There's been some really tough times, and I've shared some of those things. And some of those have been related to, now that I'm in a full-time position working for somebody else, that some of my creativity has been hindered or eclipsed. Not that anybody put that on me, but just it has felt like some of those things have been closed down. Well, just recently, in the last 4 to 5 weeks, I have taken on a new role at work that has put me 100% back into my creative life as the senior copywriter of the business unit that I work in. And I am so cheerful and bright and excited to go to work every day because I am in my sweet spot. I am doing what I was gifted to do and so very excited to be there. But when you come out of it, it's made me realize, wow, I was eclipsed for the last year and a half. I was My light was taken away, not by something or somebody, but by the nature of being in a role that maybe wasn't necessarily the right fit for me. And now I'm fully back in it. Man, I am on top of the world right now. I feel like the same level of excitement as when I first joined the company 3.5 years ago, and it just feels right. But for you, my friend, if you are struggling through a creative eclipse, I have some really important tips for you today to help you navigate yourself back to your full self. But before I jump in, I've got mail. So Jennifer from California says this: Leslie, I love your insights and I hope you can help me. I have a small business I've been trying to get off the ground, but I'm really struggling and losing hope and considering getting a full-time job instead. How do I know if that's right for me? Well, Jennifer, this is such a great question and I appreciate you writing in. And I know that people listening to this podcast will be able to relate to your question. So there's a couple of key words that I want to pull out from this letter, Jennifer. And the first one is the word trying. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I do not like the word trying. I truly believe that there is no such thing as trying. You are either doing something or you're not. I actually even did a whole episode on it called The Art of Not Trying. That would be episode number 6, and you might want to jump back and listen to that. And so I want you to look back at this last year or 6 months. You didn't even say necessarily a time of how long you've been working at this business. But I want you to really ask yourself, have you been really doing it at 100%, or have you kind of been just trying it? So I want you to just really ask yourself that honest question. I don't know what that answer is, but if you are simply have kind of been trying to get it off the ground, for me, the word trying means that you really kind of have not given it your full 100%. So that's the first thing I just want to call out. I want you to really ask yourself that honest question of, have you really been going full out? The second thing I want to talk about is the full-time job. So if you have been listening to this for a while, you know that, yes, I was an actor for 25 years in New York City, had a great career out there, and hit a point where I had gotten to my goals and wanted to do something else. I had never worked for anybody else in my life aside from when I got cast. I'd always run my own business. And finally, at this later time in my life, I decided intentionally to choose, hey, I want to go into a full-time life and have a full-time job. So I am someone who has that experience, but it doesn't mean that it is the right one for you necessarily. So a couple of things that brought me to that were this. Number one is, you want to ask yourself, are you still enjoying pursuing the growing of your business? If it has become something that you absolutely don't see any hope in, and you don't like it, you don't like getting up in the morning and pursuing that thing, I think it's a great time to start examining what else you can do. But if you are still totally whole hog on that business and you are working at it every single day to continue to grow it and continue to move forward with it, you gotta go for it. You gotta keep going, because if you've started to build something and you're giving up on it too soon, you'll never know if you could have made it. Now, here's a whole other side of that, my friend. I want to make sure that you are also really looking honestly at your financial life. If your business that you are working on growing is not actually supporting your life, you do need to look out for your financial life. Maybe you don't need to get a full-time job, but maybe you do need to get at least a part-time job to at least fund your life. You know, finances are a very important and integral part of your life. I'm not saying you have to be rich and famous. You don't have to be seeking to be a billionaire, whatever it is. But money is very important to your life, and you need to take care of it well so that you can take care of yourself well. So I'm just going to encourage you, as you are exploring this, Jennifer, that you make sure that you are making smart choices for your financial life, as well as heartfelt choices for what you really want to pursue, and that you're going to go after that business full 150%, or you're not, and you're going to pursue it kind of on the sidelines while you have something that has a little more of a foundational financial base for you. And the last thing, you didn't write this in your note, but I have been there before, so I want to share this, is I want, no matter what your decision is, I want you to be solid with it. There is no shame in recognizing that, hey, this business is not moving along as fast as you wanted it to, and realizing, hey, in order for me to really do something with this business, I might need to get a full-time job to build up that cash to then continue moving forward with the business while you're working full-time, but still supporting your financial life. So there are some things for you to think about, Jennifer. I don't want to give you a solid answer and say, you should go do this. You've got to really look at your financial life and the goals and dreams you have for yourself and choose which path you are going to take. You got lots of options. There's no not hope here. There's so much hope here and so many options. And I want you to choose wisely. All right, Jennifer, thank you for writing in. And if you would like to write in and have me answer a question, feel free to do that. You can email me at unstoppablycreative@gmail.com, and maybe I'll answer your question on a podcast episode as well. All right, but now I want to get back to our main topic of this episode, which is how to recover from a creative eclipse. So I want you to pull out your pen and paper, and I am going to give you three important tips on how to navigate yourself out of a creative eclipse, or if you've just come out of one, how to continue keeping yourself out of another one. All right, pull out your pen and paper, and here we go. Number one, anytime you are in a creative eclipse or going through a hard time or whatever is going on in your life, number one is always be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself when you are in a troubled or a dark time in your life, whether that mean your creative life, your personal life, your financial life, be kind to yourself. What tends to happen, especially with creatives, is we start talking bad about ourselves. We start blaming ourselves for where we are, that we're not smart enough, or we should have done something sooner. And I just don't want you to should all over yourself. I want you to be kind to yourself because you're going to need your kind self to navigate yourself through this. So that is number one. I probably should have called that number zero because that's just a given. So the real number one is this. Don't give up when you're down. When you are in a solar eclipse and everything feels dark and everything feels wrong and bad, our just basic nature is like, I'm failing at this. I need to leave. I need to quit. I need to not do this anymore. I suck. Whatever are the words that you say to yourself, this is the time that you do not want to give up. Because here's the thing, if you give up when you are at your lowest point, it's much harder to recover. I would rather have you give up when you are at your entire highest thing that you can leave with dignity and this choice of feeling great about the choice you made. But when you do it, when you're down in your lowest point, you're not thinking necessarily straight. So just be very mindful, my friend, that when you are experiencing a creative eclipse, that you don't give up in the darkest part. Number three, or number two, however, depending on how you're numbering these things, is this is also a time to ask yourself some really hard questions. And some of those questions that you want to ask yourself are going to require you to be really humble. And here's a couple of those questions that you can ask. Number one, am I blaming someone or something else for my eclipse, for the way I'm feeling right now? Am I blaming it on someone or something else and not taking responsibility for it? Now, I'm going to be honest, there's sometimes there are other people or other things that are causing it, but how you perceive it and how you move forward through it is all on you. So you need to ask yourself those really humble questions. And the other kind of way to sum that up is to ask yourself the question, am I the problem? Am I part of the problem? And I'm going to be honest, a lot of the times you are, and that's all of us. Most of the time, there's at least a part of it that we are the problem. But here's the great thing. If you are the problem, you are also the solution. And so asking yourself these questions on what part of this situation is you that have really added to it, or you who've caused it, or you who have perpetuated it, and how could you now be the solution to get yourself out of it? Very, very important to have those humble and honest questions with yourself. And then finally, this is the last one, whether we're calling this three or four or whatever, the last one is, I started to hint on it a little bit in the first one, is remember that this too shall pass. Remember, an eclipse is a tiny little speck of moment in time, usually around 2 to 4 minutes when it comes to a solar eclipse, where it is total darkness. For you, it might be a little longer, probably a little longer than 2 to 4 minutes. But in those moments, while it's hard to remember that, you must remember that this too shall pass. Remember, the moon will pass through and you will get to the other side. We don't know how long that will take, but as long as you are knowing that this too shall pass and you will do things to make that pass as soon as possible, it means you are looking at it in the right way. This dark moment, this eclipse of your creativity is not permanent. The only way that it can remain permanent is if you let it stop you. You have to be the one who are actively engaged in figuring out why you're feeling this way, what is causing it, and get to the root of it and move through it. And when you do that, when you get to the other side, when that eclipse passes, you will have a resurgence of the most bright light that you've had in a really long time, and you will feel fully back into yourself. How do I know this? Because I've been through it, not just in this last year and a half and recently, but at many other times in my life. That is the creative life. It is the life of any human being, is we have these moments of that we are eclipsed. And when we are able to fully get just pass through those moments and get to the other side and really get back into our own skin and know who we are, that is what life is all about, my friend. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you are not in the middle of a creative eclipse, but if you are, I hope you got some tools today that will help you move past it. And so, my friend, I will look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, please keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.